Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than a CVS receipt on Black Friday? Yay, we've all been there. Life can get crazy, and it's easy to put ourselves last, like some sad side character in our own story. But guess what? You deserve the starring role. Today, we're diving into how to prioritize self-care even when you feel like your schedule is a runaway train. Trust me, this isn't about adding another thing to your plate, it's about carving out space for yourself so you can actually enjoy the ride. Now, before we get started, let's talk reality. Self-care isn't always bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. It's about actively nurturing your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Think of it like this. You wouldn't run a car without checking the oil or filling up the tank, right? Your body and mind need just as much attention. So, how do we squeeze in some self-love amidst the chaos? First up, define what truly nourishes you. What recharges your batteries? Maybe it's a good book, a hike in nature, or simply 10 minutes of quiet contemplation. Don't let anyone tell you what self-care should look like. This is about what brings you joy and helps you thrive. Next, schedule it in. Seriously, treat self-care appointments like any other important meeting. Lock out time in your calendar and stick to it. Even 15 minutes here and there can make a world of difference. Think of it as investing in yourself because at the end of the day, you're your most valuable asset. Third, learn to say no gracefully. You don't have to be everything to everyone all the time. Setting boundaries is crucial for protecting your energy and time. It's okay to politely decline requests that drain you or don't align with your priorities. Remember, saying no to something often means saying yes to something more important, like taking care of yourself. Now, don't be afraid to ask for help. We all need a little support sometimes. Whether it's leaning on friends and family or seeking professional guidance, remember that there's no shame in asking for what you need. Reaching out can often lighten the load and make things feel less overwhelming. And finally, be kind to yourself. Seriously, this one is huge. We often beat ourselves up when we don't meet our own expectations, but life isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Celebrate your wins, big and small, and remember that every day is a fresh start. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? You know, that feeling when your mind feels foggy and you just can't seem to focus? I was totally there last week, juggling work deadlines, family commitments, and trying to squeeze in some self-care, which ironically got neglected. I hit a wall, and it felt like everything was piling on top of me. So, I did what any sane person would do. I had a mini meltdown, don't worry, just a tiny one. Took a deep breath and remembered the power of a good night's sleep. You see, sometimes the simplest things can make the biggest difference. That night, I prioritized getting to bed early, unplugged from my devices, and allowed myself to truly relax. By morning, I felt like a new person, refreshed, energized, and ready to tackle the day. It was a reminder that even small acts of self-care can have a ripple effect on every other aspect of your life. So, remember, you deserve to feel good. You deserve to prioritize your well-being. And trust me, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. By making time for what nourishes your soul, you're actually becoming more capable, more resilient, and better equipped to handle whatever life throws your way. That's the power of mental fortitude, harnessing your inner strength to navigate the ups and downs with grace and resilience. And that's exactly what we're all about here at Mental Fortitude Daily. Remember, you got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite self-care rituals? Share them in the comments below. Let's inspire each other to prioritize our well-being. And don't forget to subscribe and rate the podcast so you never miss an episode of Mental Fortitude Motivation. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.